Hey guys, Kyle Wheeler here. Welcome to Reflection. Today, for another clipisode, I've got some clips from Maddie, a sister missionary that I met at the Portland, Oregon LDS Temple. And for those of you that don't know me, I am LDS, just kind of to put that disclosure out there. I'm a Mormon. So it stands to reason I'm going to bump into Mormons here and there and have some stories from them. But anyways, she shared with me kind of the process and the experiences that she had as she made the decision to become an LDS missionary and sort of the obstacles that she faced as she got into carrying out that decision. Anyways, here's some clips.
So one of the things that I think is a little easier is to just kind of pose the question, have you ever had like a big obstacle that's happened that you faced and that you felt proud of how you overcame it? And that can be really simple. It can be really big. With the two of you, like it might be, like maybe how did you decide to go on a mission? You were kind of talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
That just you're kind of going through the motions.
Yeah. That's like the only thing I can think of right now that I've already overcome. That makes sense.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of in the midst of it. But I feel like same with all the other things that I'm going through, right? Like in my life. Because I'm only 19, so I feel like all the obstacles that are happening aren't over, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So my mission's, I think the hardest part is done for me.
Okay.
So you want to know how I went, like, decided to go on a mission?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If you don't mind sharing that with me.
Yeah, so I did not want to go on a mission whatsoever. I have 3 older brothers and 1 younger brother, 1 younger sister. And my parents, obviously. And my 3 older brothers went on missions. I was like, heck no. No way I'm going on a mission. And then I went on this church history trip. It was, honestly, I was kind of forced to go on it. I feel like growing up, I kind of went to church because my parents went to church.
Yeah.
Because it was the right thing to do. I knew it was the right thing to do. I just didn't really have my own testimony. So I went on this church history trip to the whole East Coast.
Okay.
So we like flew up to New York and then had a tour bus with, I didn't know anyone on the trip at first. They were all from Utah. I was from Colorado. And we went to like the Sacred Grove.
Okay.
Did
you go like the Peter Whitmer farm?
Yeah, like all those places.
Okay.
And so some girls on the trip, we were like 18. It was the end of my senior year. And some girls were like, wow, I just had the coolest experience. I know that I need to go on a mission now. And I was like, what? How do you know? Like, that just didn't make sense to me. And then we went to Carthage Jail. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No. Wait. No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't been to Carthage.
So we were at Carthage Jail, and the sister missionaries there that are assigned there, like, take you on a tour. And so we were in the room where Joseph and Hiram were shot. And you sing, like, I think you sing The Poor Wayfaring Man of Grief or something. And we were singing that, and I just kept thinking, I was like, because obviously they emphasized that that's where Joseph was shot and Hiram was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, they gave their whole lives to this because they believed in it so strongly. And then I started reflecting on the trip that we had just gone on because this was towards the end of the trip. And I was like, I mean, I guess I believe in it a lot too, now that I have my own testimony of it, or I'm gaining it. And then I was like, why is it so hard for me to give 18 months of my life? Because they gave their whole lives, obviously. Well, how old was Joseph when he died? Like 32, right?
I see, I think he was in his early 40s.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, you heard something there, right there. Yeah, but he wasn't even that old, but he still gave his whole life to it. I thought that was cool. And I don't know why it was so hard for me, because that was why I didn't want to go on a mission, because it's 18 months of my life.
Yeah.
But really, it's not my life. It is, but it's not, because he gave me everything, so why wouldn't I give him 18 months back? And then I went home from the trip. I was like, maybe I'll start thinking about it. And then I went to college at BYU, Idaho. And didn't really get involved with the best friends there. You would think that everyone that goes there is a great Mormon. Definitely not true. I didn't get involved with the right people. and completely forgot about going on a mission to my parents that I wasn't going to. And then February of this year came around, and I started thinking about my dad, who my mom grew up a member, but my dad was baptized when he was 19.
Okay.
And the first member of the church that he met was my mom, I think, or some friends, mutual friends maybe.
Okay.
But that's how he was introduced to the church. And then he was taught by the missionaries, and I started thinking about my brother was on the mission in the meantime, and he actually served in two different places. He came home for 6 months in between, which is a whole other story.
That's gonna be really hard.
Yeah, so that was really hard for my family. And I was thinking about the difference between his service in Spain, which is where he went first, then he came home for 6 months, and then he served in McAllen, Texas. And I was thinking about the difference of the type of missionary he was and how much of a better missionary he was when he went back out again. And then I started thinking about my dad, the missionaries who taught my dad, and how different my life would be if they didn't teach him. And so I was like, wow, I wish that I could have that impact on someone's life.
Yeah.
Good job.
And so that's when I told my mom, I'm going to go on a mission. Don't let me say no this time. Don't want to change my mind. And so I filled out my papers all by myself within like 3 weeks, turned them in, got my mission call like 3 weeks later.
Okay.
And between that all, I still didn't have a very strong testimony. I mostly had the feeling to go because I wanted to give back for what I've been given.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was kind of like for selfish reasons, I guess, that I wanted to go at first.
Yeah.
And then between the time that I got my mission call and I left, I was still up at school up until 2 weeks before I left. And I still wasn't really involved with the best friends. I was making fine choices and good choices for going on a mission. But, well, I wasn't, like, studying as I should. I wasn't preparing as I should. But I wasn't making any dumb choices. And then I literally couldn't talk to anyone about going on a mission. Like, I would not talk to anyone about it.
Really?
I would tell them where I was going, but my mom would, like, want to talk about like logistics and like packing and stuff, and I'd be like, no, I'm not talking about it. Or they'd want to like help me prepare, and I was like, no, I'll do it by myself. But they're really like, yeah. And so up until like a week before I left, that's how it was. And then I went home and was at home, which was really hard for me because I was just with my two younger siblings and I was used to hanging out with my friends all the time, so it was hard. And then my parents like forced me to talk about it, and I think I just didn't want to talk about it because I didn't know what to expect whatsoever.
Yeah.
It would like give me anxiety, and I don't really have anxiety, so I didn't know what it was, what I was like feeling.
Yeah.
And so
a very big unknown that you're facing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I, like 3 days before I went into the MTC, my mom was like, you don't have to go if you don't want to. If you're going for the wrong reasons, you don't have to go. And I was like, well, why am I going? And then I thought about it more. And I thought about all the things I do know instead of opposed to things I don't know. And then I was like, I guess I'll go. And so I went, still very uneasy about it. MTC is hard, but I always just kept thinking of people that are similar to me that have been on missions, and I was like, wow, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
That's like what I would think the whole time I was in the MTC. And I still kind of think that sometimes, only having been out 3.5 months. And then I went through the MTC. Everything was great towards the end of the MTC. I was excited to go, come to Oregon, and then I got here, and it was hard at first. I feel like I get like this weird kind of homesick, not really like homesick, like I want to go home.
Right.
Just like I miss it. And so it's not like death or like really bad.
Yeah, but you're just kind of like, oh, I'm in a different place.
Yeah. And so that was how it was for the first few weeks. And then I finally realized why I'm here and like what my purpose is right now. And that 18 months is not that long. And so now listening to her talk about how sad she is to go home and how some of the past sisters that left the last transfer, how sad they were, it's made me think about all the great things about a mission. Because before, I could see all the downsides of a mission. Like, oh, I'm missing hanging out with my friends, or my nephew just had his first birthday, things like that. But now I'm thinking about all the, how this might, most definitely won't be the most easy 18 months of my life, but it will allow the rest of my life to fall into place how it's supposed to.
So, let me ask you a question along those lines, because mm-hmm. like your life isn't where you would have imagined it.
Yeah.
Are you happy about that? Do you feel good about that? That like you're in a place you hadn't imagined for yourself? Like, do you-
oh yeah, I feel like. So like I said to you earlier, I'm really bad at recognizing the spirit, and so. Sorry, this isn't even like a religious thing that you're doing.
But no, I'm talking only about this, but this is who you are, right, and so yeah. I want to hear where you're at.
Which is, it's crazy that this is who I am. I mean, I love it, but this is not who I was a year ago. That's the interesting part. And so when I told my mom that I wanted to go on a mission, and I was like, don't let me change my mind this time. I know that was a prompting from the Spirit, but in my head, I think the reason I question is because I'm like, is this my own thought or is this the Spirit? And so I was like, wow, okay, looking back on that now, I'm like, that was the Spirit that told me that I need to go on a mission. Putting in my papers, doing my papers, I don't know what motivated me to do that because I would have put that off for so long. I don't know how I got it done in 3 weeks. But now that I look back, I can see that that was the Spirit.
Yeah.
And what was your question?
So, how do you feel about being where you are? Right now?
Okay, so I'm happy about it because if I didn't come here, I would be doing nothing with my life. I wouldn't be doing anything to help me long term. I'd be hanging out with my friends still, probably not making the best choices. And so those little promptings from the Spirit led me here, having experiences that I can't really imagine my life being different. Like, I would be mad at myself if it was how...
Yeah, like, if it were more organic as opposed to where you are, like...
Yeah. And it's crazy how you meet people that you're supposed to meet.
That's the truth.
Yeah. It's crazy.